USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing lower ahead of an expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve. Policymakers are expected to announce a 0.75% rate hike as they wrap up a two-day meeting on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 313 points to fall to 3,706. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says he wants Congress to start working on the annual National Defense Authorization Act in October. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, promises the NDAA will be part of the Senate's agenda.
There's 1 week we can't meet because of the Yom Kippur holiday, but we'll be meeting in October. NDAA will be part of what we do.
Some Senate Republicans sent a letter to Senator Schumer calling for a vote on the NDAA before September ends. An election transparency bill called the Disclose Act is expected to get a vote in the Senate per Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. President Biden talks about why he is in favor of the bill that forces organizations to disclose if they're spending over $10,000 in an election, saying that even though it's expected to affect both parties, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
There's much too much money that flows in the shadows to influence our elections. It's called dark money. Right now, advocacy groups can run ads on issues attacking or supporting a candidate right until election day without disclosing who's paying for that ad.
In the 2020 election cycle, Democrats spent $1.6 billion on dark money. Meanwhile, Republicans were at around $900 million. Dane Jackson of the Buffalo Bills is out of the hospital after a scary hit during Monday night's game against the Tennessee Titans. The team saying there was no major injury to his neck or spinal cord. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Border Patrol agents apprehended nearly 2 million immigrants illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border during fiscal year 2022, with more than a month left to count for the fiscal year. This as fentanyl deaths continue to skyrocket across the country. New York Republican Congressman John Katko talks about the increase in drugs being smuggled into the country.
If you want to fix immigration, let's sit down and fix it. This isn't the way to fix it. This is chaos, and this is really bad. And by the way, more than 100,000 Americans have died of drug overdoses in the last year. It's now the number one killer for people 18 to 45 years old. The number one killer, and the cartels are able to get it across because of the humanitarian crisis.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Police in Georgia are investigating the death of a woman. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A missing Georgia woman has been found dead in a ravine after she wired her daughter about $2,400 along with a chilling message, "They are not going to let me go. Love you." End quote. The body of 59-year-old Debbie Collier was found September 11th, 2 days after she left her Athens home in a rented SUV. Investigators are treating her death as a homicide.
The Las Vegas Aces will be honored Tuesday night for their first ever WNBA championship with a parade taking place down the Las Vegas Strip. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.